What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, I am your co-host, Mark Moore, with my wife, Kathy Moore, here.
Hello.
And we have been off the air for how long?
About three weeks.
About 3 weeks, yes. We had to rerun some shows.
Well, I meant we've been physically not on a new show, but a
rerun show. This is a new show versus a rerun show.
Yes, yes.
Which I hate to do a rerun show ever, but, you know, things happen and sometimes we are just either busy or, you know, we enjoy doing the show. It's just something we do in our spare time, something we do just kind of for fun, I guess. Right, Kathy?
Absolutely.
So we have been on vacation. Mm-hmm. I know it is vacation season. So can we really mix insurance into vacation?
Absolutely.
That sounds kind of really boring, because we don't want to have to think about insurance when we're on vacation, especially us. True. Because we want to go away and not think about insurance.
Yes.
So sometimes your life intersects with history. And so where we just returned from was Yellowstone. And if anybody has been watching the news, you've seen pictures of houses going into the river. They had a historic flood. I believe it was a 1,000-year flood. There's never been a flood recorded that was that big in Yellowstone. And we were there in the front row, weren't we, Kathy?
Yes, we were.
So we stayed at the Mammoth Hot Springs Hotel.
One night.
Yes.
But we stayed at West Yellowstone the previous, and it's on the west entrance, which is in Montana. So we were there for a few nights prior to staying at the Mammoth Hotel.
So it was a steady rain. You know, sometimes it got pretty heavy, but mm-hmm. I wish people could see the videos we have of the Yellowstone River and Madison River out there. Mm-hmm. Can't remember the river that was there. But we literally drove on those roads the day before they washed out.
We were the last
people to leave Yellowstone.
Right.
They evacuated the whole park. I do believe it was like maybe 10,000 people were evacuated.
Right.
It was chaos, and everybody was basically kicked out because the roads were washing out. If you'll notice the news, there's one road. It looked like there was at least...
That's towards the north entrance.
Yeah, the north entrance.
We had been on that hours before they closed everything down.
It was at least 5 to 7 places where the road was washed out. Mm-hmm. And we also went down to a place called Cook City, where we were alongside the river there. And I don't know if it's a Yellowstone River. I'm not sure.
It was overflowing.
I made the comment. I said, this reminds me of when I'm going over to Helen. A lot of times when you're looking at the Hiawassee River, we've seen that whole area just, you know, flood. Mm-hmm. And so we've had lots of shows about flood insurance. But I'm hoping those people whose house, you know, got washed away and was swept down the river, I'm hoping that they had flood insurance.
I hope so, too.
Because that would have to be done through the, you know, depending on what insurance company you may have, you may see it, say, Auto Owners or Nat Gen, or you may see you've got a policy that says flood insurance, but the reality is that policy is really being backed up by the National Flood Insurance Program, what it is. And it's,
right.
I think it's maybe called your Write Your Own Program, because mm-hmm. what you see is actually the company on the declarations page is going to be, you know, who it appears you're insured with this company, but in reality, it's all backed up by the taxpayers.
And most people get flood insurance because their lender is requiring them to do that. I don't have a lot of people that don't do it because of that, or they think we're in the mountains and don't think it's a problem, but it can become a problem if it's a flood or a mudslide or something like that too. So
now, if you did see a vehicle that was washed down the river, that's a totally different animal.
Correct.
Than your home, because you have to go to the National Flood Insurance Program. If you have purchased comprehensive or sometimes it's called other than collision insurance on your policy, then you do have coverage for flood.
Right.
So if it's a flooded vehicle, is I guess
handled differently than it would be
if your home. Terminology in flood insurance is there's called adverse selection, and mm-hmm. what that basically means is only people along the river are going to buy flood insurance.
Right.
So if you live on top of the mountain, so it's kind of like it's really considered not insurable because of what's called the adverse selection. Only the people that, you know, are in peril of having or in danger of having a flood buy the coverage. And so what you're collecting is you're collecting a whole bunch of people that live along the river. And then when you have a flood, then the insurance company is paying out for everybody, and there's no way to collect premiums from other people that may not have a flood. It's kind of like a fire. Not everybody's going to have a fire at one time.
Right.
But everybody in this situation, you know, if you're on a flood plumber area, then everybody's going to have a claim. And then the people that are not having a claim haven't bought the coverage. So it's called adverse selection. And you really can't, it's just not something that insurance companies find insurable. However, you can see some sort of coverages that are coming to pass, like maybe you might be good at excess flood policy that's a standard or a voluntary flood policy that perhaps a company will write that over the national flood insurance policy or national flood insurance program's policy that somebody may have. So you're seeing certain things, but a lot of things involving water is just not covered.
Right.
So that was our trip. So we, you know, Kath and I wanted to spend time with our kids. This, in my mind, was the big vacation because we, our daughter is 15, so we already know that she's already on the phone a lot and her driver's license. She's got a learner's permit.
Which was nice out there because there wasn't a lot of internet.
Yes.
So that was
we were in the black hole of technology, yes. For sure, because there was, driving on Yellowstone, there is very little internet. As a side note, this is just something not to do with insurance, but there is an app called Gypsy, and we found that very, very helpful, where there is a gentleman that has gone through different national parks, and it's giving you a tour guide of the park. So mm-hmm. you put the app on, and it's smart. It knows where you are because it's using, I guess, GPS or whatever. So if you're driving up to maybe a point of interest, before you get there, the app's going to say, you know, next half a mile you'll be entering
on the left or
such
the
and
right.
such waterfall, yes. And you mm-hmm. really should look at seeing this. And
I think it's worth stopping or looking yeah. at. So that was really fun.
Otherwise, you just drive by it.
Right, and wouldn't even know. You
wouldn't even
it.
Know. Mm-hmm. So back to insurance, tying our vacation into insurance, which is not fun, like I mentioned. Several things did happen that involved insurance,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Unfortunately. So we have, how many broken windshields do we have now?
We have had, the RV now has two chips in it. And the Jeep that we are pulling behind our RV now has numerous chips in the windshield because of rocks that flew up or the flooding part or whatever you want to call it.
So the roads in Wyoming weren't that great in some places.
Correct.
And I'm sure a lot of listeners have been to Wyoming. It's just a
beautiful. It's
beautiful,
absolutely beautiful.
But you want to fill up your gas when you get there, and you see a gas station because you don't know when you'll get to the next gas
exactly,
station.
Exactly. That's exactly
so
right.
So every time we saw a gas station, we would top it off. Gas prices and inflation is another issue right now. I would pull in behind a truck because we would go to a truck stop when we pulled the RV in.
Because it's a diesel pusher we have.
We have a diesel pusher. And then also we're towing a vehicle. And when you're towing a vehicle, we're flat towing a Jeep. You cannot back up. So you can only go forward.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you can back up is take the Jeep off. And that's another story we'll tell in a second. But there were times where I was looking at the trucks before me had I saw a fill-up was close to $900. So
not for us, but
for the truck
in front of us,
yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to be back after break. We'll talk to you more about some of our insurance, topics that we had just on going on vacation that came up. And, again, this is Mark Moore, Kathy Moore, and we are on our radio show, Peace of Mind, on WJRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Hi, it's Kathy Moore, back with my husband, Mark, and we wanted to let you know where our locations are. We have three locations which are called More Insurance. One is in Hayesville on U.S. Highway 64. We're next to United Community Bank. You can come by and see Mandy Sosby, Amy Kitchens, Diane Lampe, myself, and Mark and Vaughn. We're glad to help you with all your insurance needs there in Hayesville. We also have a location in Hiawassee, Georgia on Main Street, right past the hospital and the red brick building called Town Trace. Come by and see Joanne. And lastly, our last location for More Insurance is located across from Home Depot. We're in the South State Bank building in our own wing. We're not part of the bank, but we are in their bank building. Across from the post office right there, come by and see Ashley Miller, Cindy Byers, Odom, and Greg Buchanan, and Shane Hasbit. Love to help you with all your insurance needs there. We also have another location, which is located in Murphy. It's called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance right past Arby's there on 64. Come by and see Velda and Emily. And then lastly, our last location is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge next to United Community Bank and between that and the Burger King there on the main drag there. Come by and see Jeremy Payne, Carrie Van Zant, Kathy Hunter. We'd like to help you out. Also check out us on our website at www.more-insurance.com. You can check out all these podcasts, all of our radio shows, as well as request a quote and check out all of our locations there. So please come by and see us. We'd love to help you with your insurance needs.
Great. Okay. So we've been talking today about our recent vacation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we went to Yellowstone. We were a witness, we're a survivor, right, Kelly?
Yes.
We survived the historic Yellowstone flooding.
Yes.
Of course, you know, Yellowstone is a volcano.
Right.
So.
It's unfortunate because a lot of people had their vacations planned, and you plan it there for like a year in advance because to get reservations and do things, you have to do it way in advance to get into different places and see if it's in the hotels or even to get camping places. So I feel bad because a lot of people we were running into later after that, which were taken out of the park, were out in Jackson Hole. They all had to come down there. They had been displaced and they, you know, their vacations were basically ruined because they couldn't get back in the park.
Altered at best.
Yes.
Because,
yes, they're trying to salvage it.
Trying to find something to do. Mm-hmm. But we had several things that, you know, I didn't want to buy insurance a lot when I was gone, but we had, you know, we had the historic flooding, so that's mm-hmm. flood insurance. Then we had some broken windshields, mm-hmm. which is chips, auto yeah. insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing we did is we rented a UTV.
Mm-hmm. In West Austin.
It's a side-by-side, and we went through the park. That involved insurance as well because we had to sign paperwork and the National Park Service to operate a UTV on their land, you are required by law to have a liability insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't too worried about it because this has come up. Definitely, this has kind of morphed over the last maybe 10 years, but a lot of these ATVs, UTVs are now, you're required to have a tag to operate on public roads now. So that's been a large change. And that has got to be insured by auto insurance policy because if it's licensed for public road use or could be licensed for public road use, then that's going to be on your auto policy, where typically it would, in the past, would fall underneath your liability policy if you're a business, a general liability policy, because it could be mobile equipment, things of that nature. But that's definitely been a change that I've seen since I've been in the business. And so I knew that we had, you know, coverage for renting a vehicle when it came to liability. Now, the other thing I asked them was, I said, okay, what about if we, of course, I'm sitting there, my buddy, a lot of people know Bruce Ferguson, he's an attorney. So you got an attorney and an insurance agent there.
So they read everything, the whole contract in its entirety.
But we also have teenage daughters and a son. There's is a 8-year-old that wants to go out and ride the UTV. So
right, and get muddy.
Yeah, yeah. We're not going to be able to sit there and read contracts. So I just signed it, and I don't even know. I mean, these people are kind of like, dude, you have to have insurance, man, to operate on the public lands, you know. And they didn't know a lick about insurance.
No.
I mean, they didn't know, you know, I didn't even ask them how much liability insurance I was getting for the day. I don't know who's covering that, or I didn't ask any of the questions about
what
I was buying. But then again, I wasn't worried about it because I knew I had liability.
We knew we had our umbrella. We knew we had everything that we have.
But the problem is that this particular place that rented a UTV, they could not sell you the waiver for the physical damage. So a lot of times they'll call that insurance too. And what that is, like if you wreck their UTV, these things probably, how much are they worth, Kathy? I don't know. Over $10,000, I would think. So if I rode off into the river or something and ruined their UTV, then they said, and they told me I would be responsible for that, which I knew that. And they wouldn't sell me a waiver which would waive their rights of recovery against us if we were to have
a problem.
Damaged their UTV.
Right.
Probably the most risky thing, even though we were safe, was probably crossing a public road.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were to cross a public road and cause an accident, that would be obviously, you know, if you were at fault in that, or in doing so, if you were to also, you know, total out their UTV,
right?
Then I just got a $10,000 bill.
So they were telling us about somebody the day before had actually got out there and flipped one and had to be airlifted. Did you?
That was real safe, wasn't
it? Yeah, that I was like, great. Thanks for telling us this before we take off.
And in that situation, you know, you're going to have to rely back on your health insurance.
Right.
But also, perhaps you had a passenger that was, you know, in your UTV, and if you were to, you know, injure them, you could be liable as well too. So,
right.
So you got to be careful even on vacation if you're renting a, like we did a UTV,
toys or
boat,
car or any boats.
Yeah, you need to get with your agent and find out what the ramifications could be. We do advise people to buy the waiver. You know, I know it's kind of a pain.
Or their insurance.
Yeah, right. So they don't really. Like they said, we had liability insurance we bought, which is apparently was insurance, but the other part is it's just you're buying a waiver to waive the rights of recovery against you in that situation. What else, Kathy? I was just thinking about, you know, people that go, say, to a foreign country and you rent a car.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in Canada, you're okay, or a territory of the United States. But if you go outside the country, like if you go to Mexico,
you have no coverage.
You have no coverage on your insurance policy.
Or Mexico's. Europe even, probably.
Yes, so you got to think about that before you leave and go somewhere. I've got several clients that go abroad quite a bit, and they're going to have to either find a way to get liability insurance over there. I do believe, I have heard, not since myself, but I think you got some guy with a sombrero out there and a hat that's going to sell, can sell you an insurance policy when you go into Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been across the border like that. Have you, Kathy?
Well, I've been to Mexico, but not driving. I've come in on a cruise ship or something like that.
I always feel like you're going to go to jail or something. Like you go to Mexico and you, know, you do something wrong, you're in jail. You know?
Yeah, make sure.
I'll mess around with you down there.
Yes.
Just as a side note, just leave my mind, I was talking to one of my. We had a contractor came out to our house that did our painting, did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And he was from Mexico, and it was had to be Cinco de Mayo. And I said, hey, Cinco de Mayo. And he's like, you realize we don't celebrate that in Mexico. I'm like, oh, really? I was like, really? He's like, yeah. So I always like to go to the Mexican restaurant on Cinco de Mayo because it's always fun to go and whatnot. But I guess that's a thing they do in the country, not in Mexico.
Right.
But your insurance is no good in Mexico.
No.
Yes.
It's
so,
not.
Absolutely not. So we had we had the flood, we had rented UTV, we had the windows.
Which we haven't got fixed
which
yet.
Which got fixed, yeah. So we've got, those were kind of the
insurance. We had an issue with our RV, but we got that fixed, but that had nothing to do with insurance. Just
that was
with
a maintenance issue.
Maintenance problem.
We had to
with
replace
the
air filter. We were losing power.
Yeah.
You know, just as a risk management thing, it's probably good to know where you're driving. I attempted to go over the Teton Pass, which is a 10% grade, and Kath and I ended up having to unhook the Jeep, and we had to
on the 10% grade trying to get the unit and the Jeep.
It was overheating. And
yeah, it was not fun.
We basically had to.
But we made it.
We surrendered.
We surrendered.
Yeah, and we just had to turn back around. So that's what we did. So anyway, I hope somebody got some usefulness out of this. You know, if you're on vacation, think about if you rent something, or you know, if you're going somewhere, make sure that you're covered. So anyway, we enjoyed today's show. We're back in the chair today. This is Mark Moore with Kathy Moore on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.